1340-96.5 KVGC. Time for a look at the local news for a Wednesday. It is the 20th day of February for 2019. Well, topping the news this morning, the city of Ione responded to two separate fires within minutes of each other last night. According to Ione Fire Chief Ken Mackey, the first incident was reported at 6:30 as an oven fire at the home on Foothill Boulevard. The fire was quickly confined to the oven with limited damage to the kitchen or home. The second fire call came in just after 7 o'clock last night for a structure fire on West Marlette Street. That fire was confirmed and contained to a bedroom closet with extension to the attic. It resulted in approximately $2,000 damage. Mackey says the cause of the fire has been listed as accidental. A total of 8 units and 21 personnel responded from the City of Ione and Mule Creek Fire Department. There were no injuries on either incident.
Hey, state water resource officials, sharing the latest Sierra snowpack figures, report the statewide average is 145% of normal for this time of year. Runoff from the snowpack historically supplies California residents with a third of their annual water supply by recharging reservoirs. Overall, the average of snow water equivalent is measuring at 33 inches. The Central Sierra, at 37 inches, is at 154% of normal. The North Sierra, which has received 30 inches, is at 127%. The South Sierra, at 30 inches, at 152%. Now, back on January 3rd, the Sierra snowpack electronically measured in at 67% of normal for the date, although the first manual survey at Phillips Station near Lake Tahoe came in at 80%. The February manual measurement, taken about 2 weeks ago, came in at about 100. Now, while last year's atmospheric river storms in late March locally created disastrous conditions, the state generally receives its heaviest precipitation December through February.
And to tag on to that, a cold winter storm will bring light snow over the Sierra Nevada this morning through the evening hours. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm advisory for the Sierras above 4,000 feet through 10 o'clock tonight. The majority of snow accumulation will be above 4,000 feet, but we could see some light accumulations down to 1,500 feet late today. Now, total snow accumulations of 3 to 7 inches are expected above 4,000 feet, 2 to 4 inches between 2 to 4,000 feet, and less than an inch down to 1,500 feet. A winter weather advisory for snow means periods of snow will cause primarily traffic difficulty, so be prepared for snow-covered roads and carry chains in the upcountry.
At a meeting last night, the Ione City Council carried out the environmental review of a proposed city solar plant. The proposed solar farm would cover 2 acres of the city's 20-acre property that contains the city's sewer treatment plant. Now, it would provide enough electricity to power the city's secondary and... I always stumble on this word, Jim.
Tertiary.
Tertiary. Did I say it right? Treatment plants, as well as the city courtyard, and would save the city an estimated $100,000 a year in power bills. Now, discussion of the environmental document and mitigated negative declaration included the potential impact on wildlife and endangered species and flooding. While the proposed building site is not located in the designated 100-year floodplain designated by FEMA, according to several members of the public, the site has been subject to flooding in the past. The solar panels will be required to be on raised foundations to lift them out of potential flooding. Formal approval of the environmental review will be voted on at the next council meeting. Bids on designing the solar farm expected in late March.
And the Center Creek City Council has completed the second of two workshop sessions on an update to the city's general plan. Much like a constitution for a state or county, the general plan lays out the basic goals for policy for the city. Sutter Creek's was last updated in 1994. At last night's session, the council worked on several sections of the document, including historic preservation, issues of transportation from major roadways to walking trails, as well as present and future parks for the city. Council members also discussed how forceful the language should be throughout the document, for example, if requirements should or shall be enforced. With this round of public and council input completed, the City of Sutter Creek will now recirculate the review for an updated general plan. Once the step is completed, final approval of the document is expected later in the year.
Well, a 34-year-old Stockton woman hospitalized and a criminal complaint filed with Amador DA's office following a solo vehicle accident. According to Highway Patrol, Danielle Katsinas, driving westbound on Shenandoah Road at an undetermined speed, when, for unknown reasons, she allowed the vehicle to drift off the right shoulder, then turned the wheel to the left, overcorrected, and lost control. The vehicle collided with a tree, wooden power pole, and overturned. During the collision, Katsinas was not wearing her seatbelt and was ejected from the vehicle. She sustained major injuries as a result of the collision, was transported by Life Flight to Kaiser South Sacramento. Further investigation at the scene revealed the vehicle Katsinas was driving was recently reported stolen. The victim was able to positively identify Katsinas as the suspect. Alcohol and or drugs not believed to be a factor in the collision.
And for the fourth year in a row, the Argonaut girls varsity basketball team have won the right to play in the Division 5 San Joaquin Section Championship game with a 65-44 victory over the third-seeded Woodland Christian last night. The second-seeded Mustangs will face the first-seed Mariposa Grizzlies Saturday at the Golden One Center in Sacramento. The Argonaut boys, also the second seed in the Division 5 boys bracket, face Sacramento Adventist, the third seed tonight at Argonaut. The winner also moves on to the Golden One Center on Saturday. Tip-off tonight at 7 o'clock. Follow the action with Frank Halverson and Chris Lucky right here on KVGC and around the world, kvgcradio.com. You can visit the KVGC Sports or KVGC Facebook page and check out the girls' game from last night as well. And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website at kvgcradio.com.